In just a few hours, Donald J. Trump takes the oath of office to become the nation's 45th president. The president-elect arrived in Washington yesterday and spent part of the day at the Trump International Hotel, where he wined and dined supporters and where he'll attend a pre-inauguration prayer breakfast this morning. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is in Washington this morning for the inauguration and joins us from there now. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning to you, Bob.
So tell us about this day. You've spent the last couple of days in Washington. Give us a sense of what the mood is like in the city.
Well, as you'd expect, there's quite a bit of excitement. I mean, this, of course, a historic day, and there's a lot of evidence of that throughout the city as it prepares for this political transition. For days now, the city has been setting up for this ritual of the transfer of power. The viewing stands are in place. The inauguration parade route is ready. And in just a few hours, it's going to be lined with tens of thousands of people who hope to catch a glimpse of the president-elect and his family as they make their way towards the Capitol. At the same time, I think there's a real sense of unease and uncertainty. I mean, as you know, Bob, this is a city that voted 93% for Hillary Clinton, and it's saying goodbye to a president who was viewed very favorably. So I think it's fair to say that along with the excitement about the pomp and the circumstance, there's also a sense of uncertainty about what a President Trump will mean for this city and for this nation.
So you have to imagine that there's a bit of difference compared to the feeling 8 years ago when Barack Obama was inaugurated.
There's no question about that. I mean, 8 years ago, the country had just elected the first African-American president, and there was a real sense in this city of celebration, even jubilation in Washington. I mean, this was historic. Now, today, there's certainly excitement. There's respect for the ceremony that's about to occur. But I come back to that sense of uncertainty because there's so much we don't know about what Donald Trump will bring as president. You know, that said, I've been talking to plenty of folks who've come to town to celebrate and support the new president, including lots of folks from Massachusetts who are here. Among them is Amy Carnevale. She's a Massachusetts Republican committee member from the North Shore who was a Trump delegate. And she told me how excited she was about this day and what she believes it means for this country.
Inauguration Day itself, I think, will be a moment to celebrate. It's a moment to just enjoy the moment, a peaceful transfer of power. You know, we will have a Republican president in place for the first time in 8 years. And then I think the next week will be about getting down to business and looking at some of those executive orders issued in the Obama administration and the rulemaking that a lot of people thought were an overreach by the federal government.
So Carnevale says she's convinced that rolling back those executive orders, orders on things like environmental regulations, for example, will help stimulate the economy. And she says Trump policies will help working Americans. So she's very excited about this day.
Well, you've also been talking to members of the state's congressional delegation who are not surprisingly less enthusiastic about the prospect of a Donald Trump presidency. Give us a sense of what you've heard from them.
Well, as you know, a couple of members of the House, Catherine Clark and Mike Capuano, who I know you're going to be talking to later in the hour, are simply staying home to express their sense of protest with Trump's policies. But the rest of the delegation is here today, and I spoke to Senator Ed Markey, who says this day is about honoring the constitutional process and the peaceful transfer of power rather than the new president himself. But Markey says he's hopeful that Democrats like him can find a way to work with the Trump administration. For example, he says Democrats and Republicans might be able to come together and work out an infrastructure bill to repair roads and bridges and airports and put lots of Americans back to work. And in terms of today, Markey says this is an opportunity for Trump to finally stop the divisive and defensive rhetoric on Twitter and really make an effort to reach out to all Americans. Here's a bit of what he said.
He has to begin an era where he is saying, I want to reach across the aisle to work with all Americans on issues of importance to their future. But if he doesn't, we have to be ready to stand and fight.
And Democrats, Bob, of course, can stand and fight, but it has to be noted that here in Washington, they're in a minority in the Senate and the House, so it will be a tough fight for them.
a tough fight for Democrat, especially a tough fight for Democrats. But as we all know, Donald Trump comes to the White House with historically low approval ratings. So we'll have to see how the next few months, the start of the administration, especially the first 100 days, work out. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reporting from Washington for us this morning. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bob. Have a good morning.